Agra de Pirka Oischas. The Bnei Sosker brings down from the Heilige Rebbe de Mendel that the Gemara says in Ksubas that Rabbeinu HaKadosh instructed his child to lead Klal Yisrael with great pomp, and also Zroik Mara B'Talmidim, throw fear into your Talmidim. So he says, what's the deal with throwing fear into your Talmidim? So he says like this, you know, he brings down in his Sefer Magid Taluma, the Bnei Sosker, that Chazal tells us that the fear of our Rebbe should be like the fear of heaven. So what does that mean? So he says that with the sun and the sun gives its light to the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. The rule is that the closer the moon is to the sun, the less we see, the less light we see. When it's the furthest from the sun is when it reflects the most light. So he says, this is true with every Rebbe and Talmud. The more that the Talmud understands that the Rebbe is much more exalted on a much higher level in Torah and Avodah than he is, the more he can be kaina from his Rebbe, the more that he feels like we're on the same level and we're closer together, the less light he will absorb. So Rebbe instructed his son, Zirek Mara B'Talmidim, for you to be successful with your students, you need to inject fear into them, because that fear will create that distance, and then your Talmidim will be able to be kaina from you. And he says that the Heilige Chayzer Yaakov Yitzchak of Lublin said that this is what we say in Parshas B'Shalach, V'lo yachlu lishtes mayim mimara ki mara meim. It says in Parshas B'Shalach that they arrived in a place called Mara. The waters were bitter and they couldn't drink from the waters. And the Gemara already explains that this mayim refers to the Torah. How he called Tzameh l'chula mayim, whoever is thirsty should go drink water, which refers to the Torah. And the waters of the Torah were bitter for them. So the Chayza Taiches, he explains, they could not drink waters from their master. Mar means their Rebbe, their master. Ki marim heim, because they themselves felt like they were masters. They themselves felt like they were pretty cool themselves. So they weren't such, they weren't able to be great recipients from their Rebbe. They did not have that distance. He explains as well the Psukim of Parshas Yisrael, where Yisrael comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, what are you doing? Novel Tiboil, you can't go on with this, because everybody stands on your head from morning till evening. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, Ki yilhem davar ba'elai, when we have a problem, a judgment, they come to me, v'shafatti, and I judge. V'haydati yeschukah likim v'estereisim, and I teach them the laws of Hashem and His Torahs. So, but he also says, what kind of answer is that, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him? Yisrael understood that they're coming to Moshe to judge their cases over here. He didn't think they were coming to Moshe Rabbeinu to play poker. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu answering them? Answering Yisrael. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was answering this very concept. Yisrael wants to know, why can't you just appoint others to judge all these cases that come before you? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, because when they come to me, they have an added element of yira, of fear, of awe, of distance, and that allows them to be kaina chukei welikim v'estereisav. It allows them to absorb what it is that I'm teaching them, which they won't have when it comes to others. It's interesting that we find this very concept. We find in the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama talks about where the two Amoraim that were discussing a certain sugya in Shas, and one of them said, I have a great raya that I can bring to this sugya. And the other one said, let's hear it. So the one who's going to bring forth the raya said, only if you serve me. Only if you do something for me. If you're mishamish me. So the other guy said, okay, and took his kerchief and folded it for him. So everybody asked Akasha, before giving the raya, why does the other person, the other Amira, need to fold his kerchief for him? And actually, Reb Shimon Shkup explains over there that the Amira wanted to know before presenting his proof that the other one would accept it with a level of seriousness, like it's coming from an exalted place. Not like, okay, you said something, I'm going to shlug it up, I'll cash on it. If you really want to be kind of Torah, the only way to do it is if there's some element of awe, of fear, of appreciation, of derech eretz, and that's what went on over here. Zayge benched.